Blog Talk Radio.
Life family locked in. Tokyo, Japan, I see you, we locked in. Norway, Sweden, I see you, we locked in. Moscow, I see you, we locked in. Peace and life family, do yourself, do me a favor, and give yourself a round of applause. Let's hear who we are, family. Man upstairs, a round of applause for allowing us to see another day, fam. This is the Vain Verdict Podcast. Everybody, boy, Pimp Black. Here to get a game service where they cause change. I ain't certain, but with this truth, it gonna make all the pain worth it, y'all. Hope everybody doing all right out there. Hope everybody been having an awesome week like I've been having, mainly, family. You know, it's another great day. It's a great time to be alive, one would say. On this great day, I see y'all, family. We'll get y'all in a second. Peace and light. Salute to my family over there at Cold Dripping. Salute to my brother off the McFly off of Best Creation. Had a great show out there, the Arts and Crafts show that they did a couple of weeks ago. Peace and light. Salute to Queen Peace Chef ATL. Y'all get up, man. She hooking it up out there, man. You know, y'all been following her on the gram or whatever, but, you know, she been doing her thing out there. She also was at the Trap Art event that they had a couple of weeks back. So, people doing big things out there. And, of course, got a salute to the Bloodline Movement out of North Carolina. You know, my guys who I had the pleasure of joining doing the Trap the Series, which is still out, you know, on YouTube. Y'all can go to Trap the Series right now, you know, and catch that. All four episodes are out. Still stay tuned for that finale. We'll be back. Probably going to wait till y'all get through with Power. So, you know what I mean, before we drop that finale. But salute to the Bloodline Movement. The brothers up there working on the Infidelity movie that was written and created by my brother, Eric Davis, who's also the creator of Trap. So, salute to them guys, Bloodline Movement up there, man. Who else I got? My brother, B-Mo Ben. If y'all ain't checked it out, check him out on iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music, everywhere that you get your music from. Y'all can go and check him out. Also, he got the Menu mixtape out right now. Also, the Life and Times of B-Mo Ben. You know, there's also the man behind Chris Smith Multimedia, one of our good sponsors over here at the Vain Verdict. So, salute to my brother B-Mo Ben out of Baltimore. Who else we doing out of there? Point me to the Money Clothing, of course. Gotta salute my family. They're doing big things. Atlanta Braves All Star Grill, located at 200 P Street, Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta Braves partnered up with a company called the Goldberg Grill to create the Atlanta Braves All-Star Grill. Everything made fresh is over 2,000 square foot facility. Got a pitcher's cage in there. So y'all get down there. If you ever in Atlanta, everybody that's, you know, listening in out of town, if you ever in Atlanta, y'all can make sure y'all check them out at 200 Peachtree Street, Atlanta, Georgia. That's what it is, man. You know what I mean? Just know how to get them a little bit out of the way. Salute everybody that's been, you know, giving a little feedback on other little things that we did. You know, come on, putting a little scenario out for Master Series that I'm actually writing again that I'm, you know, oh so proud of. And, coming along, man. It's a concept that I've been, you know, trying to work on depicting, you know, ordinary lives of everyday people and the issues that they're dealing with and how it affect them and their loved ones. And I'm really pushing some buttons. I'm really pushing the limit with this, and I think that's, you know, kind of thing that has to happen, especially when you're trying to bring about change, or I guess you could say create an impact, if you will, so to speak, in any, you know, particular area. And that's exactly what I wanted to do, not, you know, just for it being my first project, first series writing, not even just that, but, you know, being me, you know, coming out and being an aspiring actor as well. So that's also something that I was big on getting in. Now I see my lines in here. I don't know if my guest in here. I'm gonna go ahead and get her in a little quick if we need to. I'm not gonna really go into that. But the title of this particular show, ladies and gentlemen, is titled Words from a Twisted Heart. Words from a Twisted Heart for our world. Young lady I was privy to come across and meet. Well, not, you know, well, woman that I was privy to be introduced to by the name of Adelaide Adams. And I really hope I'm pronouncing her name right. She's going to check me on that when she get on. But author by the name of Adelaide Adams, author of that book, Words from a Twisted Heart for Our World, which is out right now on www.amazon.com. You can actually, if y'all can pull it up, you can actually, if you're on the Blog Talk Radio site listening straight up, I have the description inside the description box of the show. So you can either just highlight that description and drag and paste it up to your browser, your browser engine, and that'll pull you straight up to it. I mean, it's light work, man. So now she getting you, trying to give you free game, $1 million worth of game for $9.99, and addressing this issue like what Bun J say, you know. I guess I gotta go before I pull my callers in. I get you in 1 second, brother. Salute, I see you. Salute to our Skype family checking in. Y'all can always pull in at on the Skype. That's Vane Verdict. Y'all following us everywhere on the Vane Verdict. So we're gonna take a little quick, take a real quick pause for a second. So I get our guests for the evening in, and we're gonna be right back in a few minutes, family. This is the Vane Verdict Podcast.
This episode is being brought to you by
Chris New, multimedia.weebly.com.
You need logos, fly designs, brochure designs, editing, graphics, software done, anything to get your brand and your business, get your marketing strategies off the ground, I suggest you go no further, family, than Chris Smith, multimedia.weebly.com. Again, that's Chris Smith, multimedia.weebly.com. If everything starts with a vision, family, better get your ass over there. You know what I'm talking about. Peace. And I like how you do it. See, I didn't even know the difference between the vinyl and the sublimation. As far as like the print, the good quality, the clarity that it will come out, as opposed to printing on cotton-based shirt or anything that's different like polyester. So I just noticed that the sublimation or the vinyl is easier to print and it holds better on a higher polyester blend as opposed to a cotton. I couldn't do that going forward. And my brother Daoud of Atlanta Custom Apparel specializes in vinyl custom screen printing. Anything you need done to that matter, y'all go see my brother Daoud at Atlanta Custom Apparel. You can actually hit him up, get some pre-orders in at 678-598-7338. But right now, he's located at Greenbrier Discount Mall. Y'all stay tuned. Again, my brother Daoud, Atlanta Custom Apparel. Y'all get good. Cold dripping. Long live everything. You talking about a brand, a line that's really pushing the status quo. You see the creativity, man, that the artistry, man, the color part and everything that these guys are putting out, man, it's really unmatched. I see nothing else like it. And it's 2018, you know, this new season of streetwear and apparel, even custom one, really good. Salute everybody over there, man. Y'all go ahead and get with me, guys. Cold drip, the long live everything.
Point me to the money clothing.
I mean, when you go to talking about making a statement, you know, that raw, that real, authentic energy that you get from the streets that we all know about. You know what I mean? That can only come, that's where Point Me to the Money, the brand represents. That authentication, you know what I'm saying? No fuck shit in between. You know what I mean? Get your orders in right now, family. You can email the official pm2m@gmail.com. That's the official Point Me to the Money at gmail.com. The Black Obsidian. Self-control, one's truth, releases negative energies, protection, purification, practicality, transformation, and growth. Those are just a few of the components of the stone called the Black Obsidian that my brother Artie McFly of all the blessed creations made for me. And that's the type of thing I like when I'm, especially, you know, with people, a lot of people do design custom jewelry, man, but my brother does it another like. It's all, you know, curious, you know, stone, it's all elements that mean something. You know, you take your quality and make pieces that fit your quality and your traits and, you know, what you're trying to hold up. So y'all go up there and make sure y'all go holler at my guy, man. You can actually put orders in at www.xcdpsy.com/shop/artfulblesscreations. That's ArtfulBlessCreations. Again, www.xcdpsy.com/shop/artfulblesscreations. Y'all get up with people, man. Lucy Express and Catering in your supermarket. You know, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad said, eat the good and fruitful things from out of the earth and follow not the way of the devil. I'm probably paraphrasing, I'm sure. That said, family, you know, one place I like to especially get my eat on nowadays, all the bad food devil that you get. You see the spread to catering open Monday through Thursday from 11 to 8, Friday to 7, and Saturday 12 to 10, and Sunday is noon to 5, right? Located at 890 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, Atlanta, Georgia, 30314. And fellas, y'all know what I'm talking about. These ladies, in there making it happen. Using that old school, like the old school get cooking like the big mama them used to make. That's what's going on in there. It's coming from the fresh fruits and veggies in your supermarket right in the street of 766 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, 30314. And then y'all get out of that desert, man. Come get you some good growth, especially anybody in the city.
BlogTalkRadio.com/Langberg. Follow us on all social media platforms to stay in tune with all upcoming episodes. Facebook at the Bangberg, Twitter at the Bangberg, Instagram the_bang_bird, Google Plus at the Bangberg, Skype Bangberg. For all sponsorship inquiries and all show ideas, you can email us at thebangberg@gmail.com. Again, thebangberg@gmail.com. All love and support is greatly appreciated. GoFundMe.com/thebangbergpodcast or PayPal me at thebangberg. Peace and life, family.
Peace and life, family. Okay, cool. We back at it. We back at it, family. Again, thank everybody for tuning in to the Vain Verdict. Let's see, we got a little... a crowd over here. I'm going to get my guest for the evening in. So, lady, we at 706. You got a lot. You came with a lot of 706, didn't you? Ladies and gentlemen, these are words from a twisted heart that's coming for our world by the great queen, Miss Aaliyah Adams. How you doing today, love?
I'm great. How are you, hon?
I'm blessed, Queen. Can't complain. Blessed to see a day I've never seen before. I'm sure I'll never see again.
That's right.
You caught my... Wait, before I even get into the title. for all my listeners listening, we are live. We have about 20% of our audience listening from Norway, Sweden. We got a couple of people from the UK checking in with us. We got Tokyo, Japan, and well, of course, USA is always, you know, on our side, being this the home front. So we're touching a few places right now. So with that said, for our listening audience, who is Miss Aleah Adams? You have the floor, Queen.
So it's Adelaya.
Adelaya.
No, it's at A-T. So
A-T, okay.
My name came from my little cousin. She was trying to spell my name, and that's how she spelled it. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to go with it. But really, my name is A-T-A-L-A-Y-A.
Okay, but I mean, it's still okay, yeah, still rolling off the tongue. I guess I'm saying it fast. It still would be that, but an Adelaya.
Yes.
It's still beautiful, though. It's very beautiful, though. I love it. Okay. Tell people about you. Where you from? How did you get into writing? Before we get into the actual book itself, what inspired, you know, the actual book?
You know, I'm just a little country girl from Georgia, as country as they come. I've been writing for as long as I can remember, and this book actually came from... Well, you know, I'm not really ashamed to say it, but I was recently in a mental institution for a while for depression, anxiety, bipolar, and PTSD. A lot of my poems in this book came from that month spent in the mental institution, and I just knew that In that moment, in those days, at that place, I finally found something that I felt like I could help others with, you know, so others don't feel alone, because that's how I felt. I felt like nobody felt the way I felt, and I felt alone. And in that spin, I realized, you know, there's other people that feel the same way that I feel, like I'm not alone, so let me let other people know that, no, you're not alone.
Interesting. And that, you know, that's I didn't expect that to be the actual, you know, where they actually inspired the book, but that's big, because who better to help with, you know, any particular issue than somebody that actually, you know, going through that, right? So I get you.
Exactly.
My next question would be, without actually going into it, because I'm sure this is obviously contents of the book as well, would you be willing to express a little bit on what led you there for them 30 days?
So I'm 27, soon to be 28, and I didn't feel like I was where I needed to be in life.
Sure.
I felt like, you know, I'm not married, I don't have kids. I'm like, why am I here on this planet taking up room for someone else that could be great? And I tried to commit suicide, and I was actually forced to go into this place, but it turned out to be a blessing in disguise. I went kicking and screaming, believe me, but I came out a whole different person.
What do you think it was? So what do you think that, you know, hit you at whatever point within those 30 days to make you feel like you need to be your experience should be of some servitude to anybody else that's going through this?
So when I was in the institution, I've always wanted to write a book, always. I'm afraid of failure, and so I let my fear of failure hold me back. And so there was this man in there that was a counselor, and he looked me dead in my eyes, and he said, you don't ever finish anything because you're afraid of yourself.
Wow.
So as soon as I got, I was like, this man did not know me from, you know, he knew me like 2 days. So I took that as motivation. I was like, no, you know what I'm saying? He said, I don't want to finish anything. Like, no, yes, I do. Yes, I am. I'm going to. So, 2 days, two weeks after getting out of the institution, I wrote the book and published it. Because I wanted to prove to him I do finish things. And I had to prove to myself, you know, I am capable of doing whatever I want to do and not let my anxiety, my depression, my nothing hold me back.
Wow. It's the Vane Verde Podcast, ladies and gentlemen. You're on blogtalkradio.com/TheVaneVerde. Follow us on all social media. You're listening to the author, Atalaya Adams, author Words from a Twisted Heart, which is available right now on Amazon and eKindle Books. You can hit the link actually in the description box right here on the podcast to take you right there. If you can't hit it, then just highlight it, drag it straight up to your browser. That'll take you straight to it. It's only $9.99, $1 million worth of game, family. With that said, Ms. Adams, where did the title, Words from a Twisted Heart, where did you get that title from? Very captivating, though.
I've had that title since I was probably 16 years old. I've been wanting to write since then, and I felt like my heart is tainted, and the feelings that I felt were, it just felt like my heart was twisted, like somebody was just physically twisting my heart. I felt so much pain. At such a young age, at 16. So when I left the institution, I was like, I'm still going to go with it. I'm still going with that title because that was something I didn't finish. I'm going to finish it.
I love the title, though. I think it's really because it's kind of inviting. You want to hear, you know, those words from a twisted heart. I'm looking at it as an analogy. And that's what kind of moving. When as soon as I saw it, I was drawn in. And the fact that you want the what you things you say you was talking about, you know, in the book, it's real long because I really want people to go and check it out. And I don't want to ask too many questions that would give a lot away into it. So I'm gonna go another direction, you know, with the question. What do you think is a do you think, like, the issues that you were going through that, you know, led to the thoughts that, you know, ultimately sent you to that place? You think these type of things are common? What do you think maybe causes these things? Is common in a lot of young women your age, being only 27?
I think that it's more common than what is led on. I think especially in the Black community, I think it's more of on a hush-hush. It is genetic. It comes from the father's side of the family. And I think that as being Black women and trying to be so strong, and we already have other obstacles holding us back that we try to put on the front and try to put on the face and try to hide it, but behind closed doors we're miserable. And I think that's where a lot of anger, because that's where a lot of my anger came from. It was, I can't figure out why I feel this way. But I didn't want to go and get help because I'm supposed to fight through this. I'm a strong Black woman. I'm supposed to fight through this. This is not something I need medication for or, you know, anything of that nature. But, I found out that it is.
Let me see. I want clarity on that answer a little bit. Because it sounds like something else. I think I don't know if you listen to a lot of, you know, my, you know, regular viewers know my thoughts on a lot of issues because we've kind of dealt with depression and mental illness a lot on the show. But you used the word genetic a second ago. But then after that, you said about how, like, fathers not being in the home and things of that nature. But do you think it's more systematic as opposed to genetic?
No, I'm sorry. I said that genetically it comes from the father's side.
Okay.
So I'm saying that the father carries the mental illness gene.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're speaking from a scientific. Okay, I got you. Got you.
I'm a little country. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I got you. I just want to understand because you speaking from a scientific point of view of how that particular gene is transformed. Got you.
Right.
Got you.
And, you know, okay. I think that as women, as strong black women, we just try to suppress it. And it's something that, you know, I think is rising, especially the suicide rate. It's getting ridiculous.
Yeah, and then and it's like to me, there's a new. It seems like the talk of mental illness it's becoming out a lot more lately. You know, people are starting to have these conversations a lot more, which I think is real good. I'm just hoping, you know, like you said, we can find some solutions in the midst of these problems, right? In the midst of these conversations, and not just dialogue.
Exactly. And I want to encourage people to get help. It's okay. It's okay to take a mental day. You know, you don't always have to fight through it. If you feel like, you know, you need to get out of bed that day, it's okay. But in the meantime, go get help. Get on medication. Get in counseling. You know, whichever you need for, you know, whatever you have, anxiety, depression, bipolar, PTSD. And PTSD does not just come from serving in the Army. It can come from race. It can come from traumatic experiences in your childhood, adulthood. So, you know, just because you didn't serve in the Army or anything does not mean you're not eligible to have PTSD.
Okay, great, great. You know, Ms. Allen, I usually don't do this, especially when I'm interviewing people, you know, allowing other callers on, especially if we didn't talk about it briefly. But we do have quite a few callers in. Would you be willing to take some questions or, you know, chime in a few comments or things of that nature?
I surely will.
All right. Okay. Let's see what we're doing, fam. Let's see what we got first up. Let's see. Family, I'm going to click y'all in. If you could just turn your backgrounds down when I click you in, right? I'll be in a little quiet place. 706-983. 706-983. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Greetings.
Done?
How you doing tonight?
I'm doing just fine. I just want to say that Miss Adelaire, you are a very, very inspiring young black woman. I know you personally, and I've seen you grow so much over the last few years. And you can set your heart to do anything. And I told you that a long time ago. So you keep setting your heart out there, and you keep doing exactly what you're doing. And you're going to make a wonderful, wonderful life ahead of you. I love you very much.
I love you, too. I know exactly who you are. I know with that country accent of yours. And you made me cry just a little bit. And, you know, thank you. Thank you. And thank you for your support because, you know, I didn't think it was going to, you know, go to be this, to be just this big as it is. And I love you and thank you so much for the encouraging words. And I will see you soon.
You're very welcome, baby girl.
That's amazing. That's amazing. These are the type of things that help with these issues, family. Nothing like support, you know. Reaching out to people and let them know you're in their corner. Let them know you got their back, you know. That's a beautiful thing. See else we got? 706-224. Okay. Let's see, what's that? 901-667. Okay, they probably, so a lot of people, like, sometimes they'll call and just listen in through the calling, so.
Oh, you're
985-710. C985, okay, wait. Listen to the Vain Verdict Podcast, author Adelaide Adams, Words from a Twisted Heart. Again, it's available right now. You can click the link in the description box. It's on Amazon. It's on eKindle Books. Let me get that audio, too. You need to do an audio version of it, too, Miss Adams. What do you think about that?
I actually am in the midst of that.
Okay.
It's crossed my mind, so I think I'm going to go ahead and do that.
Yeah, I think because, you know, let it be good, you know, people, you know, to listen, you know, actually listen to the book. And it's becoming a new thing, I guess, you know. Like, people are starting to do that
more. I'm still trying to get into the technology part of everything and social media part of all of it.
Fact, yes.
But, yeah,
I mean,
I have decided.
So, what's next? You want to do it?
A couple of my
poems and
do it that way.
Okay, see, that'll be great. I think that's a great idea. And we'll love to, hey, like, anytime you want to come up and do some poetry, whatever, we can use a little inspiration up here. We might just set it up one day a week where you just got a little spoken word segment. We can do it like that.
I'm all for it. All right,
yeah, we're gonna get. And we said, but so what's next? What you plan to do next? As far as, like, you know, I guess I know, cause like you said, this is kind of happening all of a sudden for you. So what's the next step on your journey?
So my second book is already finished. I waited until I had this and to release the title of it. It's called Mindfully Me. I intend on releasing three books by the end of 2018. So this is my second
book. Wow.
It doesn't have to be spiced up and sent over. It'll be coming out in August, actually. It was just myself that I could do it, and since I've already done it, then I know that, you know, I can only go up from here. So, you know,
sure.
I'm taking everything that I've come up with, and, you know, my next book is going to be all about, I wanted to feel personal. I wanted to feel that person to read it and be like, oh, I felt this way, like, yes, finally somebody did.
Sweet. That's awesome. That's a good deal, man. Oh, Miss Adams, this has been a pleasure having this conversation with you. We're getting great feedback from our listeners, everybody chiming in from overseas. I'm trying to get it set up where some of our overseas listeners can call in, but, you know, I don't have the access to do that as of yet. But everybody's showing you much love, brother, support. Y'all go get the book. Go right now and get the book. That's how you support our sister. That's how you support this movement and support this issue to help tackle this thing. And we find some common ground to get a solution to this. You start by supporting the Words from a Twisted Heart. But I'm going to let you talk to the people, give your closer, how they contact you, how they go find this book, and stay hip to the next one, love. You have the floor.
So you can contact me on Facebook, Adelaide Adams. My second book, Mindful Me,
That's what's up, ladies and gentlemen. You can do anything you want to do in life, but if you want to do anything the right way, you got to be out the Adelaide Adams family. Word from a twisted heart. Again, the link is in the description box. Miss Adams, we at the Vane Verdict Podcast. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having me, love.
Yes, man. Hold on 1 second, love. Family, Vane Verdict, this episode in its entirety will be available for stream and download at the conclusion, which will be in about 9 minutes from now. Y'all can go ahead and get your downloads and all of that ready. Again, you can go and check out Miss Adams' book. Follow us on Facebook at The Vane Verdict, Instagram, The_Vane_Verdict. Follow us on Skype whenever we live, Vane Verdict, here at blogtalkradio.com/TheVaneVerdict for any comments or this show, inquiries, topics, anything of that nature. You can email us, TheVaneVerdict@gmail.com. Again, that's TheVaneVerdict@gmail.com. I can't be nobody but Pimp Black, family. That's a person in the making block progress. Thank you for tuning into the Vane Verdict Podcast. See you next round.
This episode is being brought to you by
Chris New, multimedia.weedly.com.
You need logos, flyer designs, brochure designs, editing, graphics, software done, anything to get your brand and your business, get your marketing strategies off the ground. I suggest you go no further, family, than Chris Smith, multimedia.weebly.com. Again, that's Chris Smith, multimedia.weebly.com. If everything starts with a vision, family, better get your ass over there. You know what I'm talking about. Peace.
And I like how you do it. See, I didn't even know the difference between the vinyl and the sublimation. As far as like the print, the good quality, the clarity that it will come out, as opposed to printing on cotton-based shirt or anything that's different like polyester. So I just noticed that the sublimation or the vinyl is easier to print and it holds better on higher polyester blend as opposed to a cotton. I couldn't do that going forward. And my brother Daoud of Atlanta Custom Apparel specializes in vinyl custom screen printing. Anything you need done to that matter, y'all go see my brother Daoud at Atlanta Custom Apparel. You can actually hit him up, get some pre-orders in at 678-598-7338. But right now, he's located at Greenbrier Discount Mall. Y'all stay tuned. Again, my brother Daoud, Atlanta Custom Apparel. Y'all get good. Cold dripping. Long live everything. You talking about a brand, a line that's really pushing the status quo. You see the creativity, man, that the artistry, man, the color coordination that these guys are putting out, man, it's really unmatched. I see nothing else like it. And it's 2018, you know, this new season of streetwear and apparel, even custom one, salute everybody over there, man. Y'all go ahead and get with them guys. Cold dripping, long live everything.
Money,
I mean, when you go to talking about making a statement, you know, that raw, that real, authentic energy that you get from the streets that we all know about, you know what I mean? That can only come, that's where Point Me to the Money, the brand represents. That authentication, you know what I'm saying? Now, no fuck shit in between, you know what I mean? Get your orders in right now, family. You can email the official pm2m@gmail.com. That's the official Point Me to the Money @gmail.com. Article Black Creation. The Black Obsidian. Self-control, one's truth, releases negative energies, protection, purification, practicality, transformation and growth. Those are just a few of the components of the stone called the Black Obsidian that my brother Artie McFly of all the blessed creations made for me. And that's the type of thing I like when I'm, especially, you know, with people
A lot of people do design prep and jewelry, man, but my brother does it another life. It's all, you know, curious, you know, stone, it's all elements that mean something. You know, you take your qualities and make pieces that fit your quality and your traits and, you know, what you're trying to hold up. So y'all go up there and make sure y'all go holler at my guy, man. You can actually put orders in at www.xcdtsy.com/shop/artfulblesscreations. That's ArtfulBlessCreations. Again, www.xcdtsy.com/shop/artfulblesscreations. Y'all get up with people, man.
Blue City Expression Catering in your supermarket.
You know, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad said, eat the good and fruitful things come out of the earth and follow not the way of the devil. I'm probably paraphrasing, I'm sure. That said, family, you know, one place I like to especially get my eat on nowadays, all the bad food devil that you get. Blue City Express and Catering, open Monday through Thursday from 11 to 8, Friday to 7, and Saturday 12 to 10, on Sunday noon to 5, right? It's located at 890 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, Atlanta, Georgia, 30314. And fellas, y'all know what I'm talking about. These ladies in there make it happen. You know, old school, like the old school get cooking like the big mama them used to make. That's what's going on in there. It's coming from the fresh fruits and veggies in your supermarket right in the street of 766. Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, 30314. Now y'all get out of that desert, man. Come get you some good growth, especially anybody in the city. Look.
BlogTalkRadio.com/Bangbird. Follow us on all social media platforms to stay in tune with all upcoming episodes. Facebook at the Bangbird, Twitter at the Bangbird, Instagram the_bang_bird, Google Plus at the Bangbird, Skype Bangbird. For all sponsorship inquiries and all show ideas inquiries, you can email us at thebangbreak@gmail.com. Again, thebangbreak@gmail.com. All love and support is greatly appreciated. GoFundMe.com/thebangbreakpodcast or PayPal me at thebangbreak. Peace and light, family.
You know, they say the truth is a hard pill to swallow. Bullshit. We say hold your nose and tilt your head back. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at The Vain Verdict. Hit the notification bell because you don't want to miss our live shows. Instagram at the_vain_verdict. Don't forget the underscores. Facebook at The Vain Verdict. Twitter at The Vain Verdict. Skype Vain Verdict for all show inquiries or guest recommendation. Email to thevainverdict@gmail.com. Donations to help advance the brand, which are greatly appreciated, can be made through Cash App $VainVerdict. PayPalMe.com/TheVainVerdict, as well as GoFundMe.com/TheVainVerdict. Thanks for all the love and support.